Hey everybody, this is Blue Man Rule, and I am responding to Geeks Gone Raw, episode number 5, the Eddie Long situation, posted by Scarfinger with Phoenix 410 and Herc 08. And I just wanted to address a couple of issues. Now, while I at no point condone anything that Pastor Long is accused of in any way, I believe he should be held accountable should it be true, but I think that the way that people are looking at the situation is kind of unhealthy for Christianity as a whole and for as religion or our spiritual walk as a whole. And here are the reasons why. And I'm sorry, I forgot my list at work, but I'm just going to try to do this off the top of my head. But at the beginning, to assume that people are specifically not speaking up because they're afraid of being ostracized in the church, and they're afraid of them losing their jobs, the staff members, so they can turn a blind eye. That goes against everything Christianity is for, because as far as I know, at least in the book that I read, the Spirit guides you. The Holy Spirit guides you. It gives you that sense of right and wrong, and we work to attain that state to where our thoughts, where God's thoughts becomes our thoughts, and His ways become our ways. And at no point do we ever condone people acting outside of that spirit that He left for us. So that does not justify it. And if those people are truly Christians, at any point they should feel compelled to come forward and tell the truth. So no, do not justify that. I don't think that that's valid reason. I think they probably just may have not known. Furthermore, to assume that Bishop Long was had those pictures and he was dressing up just because he was wearing spandex, have you seen him? The dude is pretty big. Now, I know that if I approach anywhere near the status of Black Fabio, I'm gonna show it off and I'm gonna be proud of it. I'm gonna be happy. I'm not doing it to attract anyone else. I am happily married to a gorgeous wife who on a scale of 1 to 10 is about a 10.75. I'm not worried about that, but I am gonna be proud of any physical accomplishments that I've achieved. So that goes out of the window. But the major thing that really irked me is that there was a statement in there, and there was a statement made that I believe that you're guilty until proven innocent. That goes against everything that our country, but more so, even a step beyond, that goes everything that against our spiritual walk is founded on. Yes, as humans, we were guilty. That's why He sent Christ to repent for all of that sin and cleanse all of that. So while we are guilty, we still have the choice to convict ourselves within ourselves. Now, that's what the freedom and the blessing of being a Christian is, that you don't have to convict yourself. You have that freedom of going and repenting and getting forgiveness, because that forgiveness is guaranteed to you through Christ. That's what makes Christianity Christianity. But to assume that someone is guilty until proven innocent, you only exacerbate the issues that are wrong with the system today. So there is no way that you can buy me into making me believe that no one is guilty until proven innocent. Unfortunately, if you're African-American male and the legal system here in America, that tends to be the case. And this was coming from an African-American male. So I don't get that point. I don't get that at all. As I mentioned, I'm not here to condone anything that he's accused of. Should he be accused of everything, I fully believe and I fully endorse that he should be penalized up to the full extent of the law. Because even in the word, it says that man shall obey man's laws as well as God's laws. But you don't supersede, you don't go outside of man's laws until they start infringing upon God's laws. These are not. So again, I just wanted to get that off my chest. There was one more point out there, but essentially I thought it was a good conversation. But to Scar, to my man Scar, who says he doesn't have a faith, and you know, you're right though. Even though for someone who doesn't have faith, you have right. Man is flawed. That's why Jesus came. If we had it perfect, if we were perfect, He would not even be a necessity, because He's there and because He gives us an avenue of which we can approach the Father and repent for forgiveness and be granted that forgiveness. That's what makes a Christian life worth living. It is sad that this event may actually characterize Christianity in some people's minds, when this is just a man falling to temptation, which we all have our faults. So thanks for listening. If you want to shoot some feedback, hit me up at OFRBlue@gmail.com. Again, OFRBlue@gmail.com, or you can tweet me back here on Twitter at LAsbury. That's about it. Next time, Scar, you have any type of spiritual quandary, man, give your boy a holler. All right, let's get it.